Listening Library presents Book 4 in the Underland Chronicles, Gregor and the Marks of Secret, by Suzanne Collins. Read for you by Paul Bamer. Part 1. The Crown. Chapter 1. Gregor sat on his bed, tracing the scars with his fingertips. There were two different kinds. The thin lines crisscrossing his arms had been left by the treacherous vines that had tried to drag him into the underland jungle. And the deeper marks, the ones made by the mandibles of gigantic ants during a battle, they could be found on most of the rest of his body, although his legs had borne the brunt of the attack. The scars had flattened out a little, but the silvery white color made them far too noticeable for him to wear short sleeves or cutoffs. While none of this had mattered when it was cold out, and he had had to wear warm clothing, in the 90-plus temperatures of July, it was a real issue. He made a face as he took a small stone jar off his windowsill and unscrewed the lid. The fishy smell of the ointment immediately filled the room. It had been prescribed by the Underlander doctors to help diminish the scarring, but he hadn't been very responsible about using it. Hadn't even thought about it much, really, until that day in May, when he'd walked out into the living room in shorts, and his neighbor, Mrs. Cormacy, had gasped,
"Gregor, you can't go outside with your legs showing like that. People will start asking questions."
She was right. There were about a zillion things his family couldn't afford, but questions topped the list. As he smeared the gunk from the jar on his legs, Gregor thought longingly of the local basketball court, the wide, grassy lawns in Central Park, and the public swimming pool.